Welcome, folks. Hannah and I met last year when we were talking on another show about stress, IT, projects, digital transformation, you name it, we were talking about it. And one of the things that resonated really clearly was tough times or stress in technology. Hannah, would you mind introducing yourself? And then you and I will talk about an experience I raised with you last year.
Yeah, sure. So a bit about my background. I've spent over 20 years in IT, in projects and programs primarily, and also in consulting, management consulting, but always in the tech sector. And now, so I've also got a personal experience of burnout. That was about 10 years ago in a consulting role. And now I'm passionate about talking to people about how they can manage their stress levels, how they can avoid burnout, and so on. So I'm still doing a little bit of the IT consulting at times, but yeah, my passion is definitely talking about how we can manage our well-being better in the management consulting and tech sectors.
Really key, the tech sector bit really resonates with me. Let me talk about a personal experience and then let's talk about the sector in general. Because I have to say 2023 was a bit of a brutal year for the tech sector with, I think, about 250,000 people laid off. This so far in January, if my figures are right, there's about another 25,000, Hannah, have been laid off. But I don't think it really takes layoffs alone to cause stress or burnout in the tech sector. Mm. I think we are addicted to change. We're addicted to working hard. When you and I were speaking, I was mentioning about me at one stage doing about 70, 80 hours a week. And probably suffering from stress or stress symptoms, but not actually realizing. And I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? That maybe it's everybody, but men in particular, do we actually recognize what stress is?
I know that I ended up in burnout and I had no idea that I was on the brink of burnout. And before that, so a couple of years before that, I went to see a homeopath because I was having physical symptoms that I didn't see as being related to stress at all, but some other like recurrent infections and other stuff going on. So I went to talk to her about this and she said, with your lifestyle, there's nothing I can do for you, which left me feeling kind of misunderstood and like, what do you mean with my lifestyle? I can't leave my job. Like, what are you suggesting? But what she could see was a very clear picture of a lot of disparate symptoms that I had, and she could see the picture of the root cause of that, which was me living on adrenaline, running projects, micromanaging the team by the day, and then updating project plans in the evening and doing it all over again every day.
The story went like this, Hannah, as you remembered. I remember my wife offered to give a colleague of hers a lift home, and I was driving them home one night, and he used the phrase, "You're my absolute hero." And I never met the guy before. And I was thinking, what are you talking about? And he says, you're my hero and you're the hero of all of my friends. And I'm going, but we've never talked. What is it you're talking about? And he said, I believe when you get home on a Friday night, your wife's not allowed to talk to you for a whole evening. So you get peace and quiet. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I had worked 70-hour, 80-hour weeks. I didn't notice anything stressful. And again, I still question whether it was stress or not, because I had no headaches, but if I could, my wife couldn't talk to me on a Friday night without getting her head bitten off, then 100% there was something wrong there. How do you help someone who doesn't know they need help, or how do you help someone who doesn't actually want help?
What we can do is we can talk about our personal experiences, and that helps raise awareness.
Why does it take something to happen before we recognize the symptoms?
We're human, aren't we? So it's interesting that the journey to burnout starts with a honeymoon period, and it certainly did for me. And that honeymoon period looks like I love my job. I'm passionate about it. I want to make an impact. I'm relatively new in the position, so perhaps there's a little bit of imposter syndrome coming in sometimes. And it means that I want to work all the harder, prove myself. I begin to wake up at night. To begin with, that's okay because I'm waking up inspired with great ideas and I jot them down, and then I may or may not get back to sleep and then have some more ideas. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm enthusiastic about all of that. But that's not sustainable. And so that's how we ultimately end up in burnout. So it starts out as fun and enthusiasm, and like we can't think of anything that we would rather do than be in this job and be making this impact. But like I said, it's not sustainable, and that's where it becomes a problem. So if we're not aware of how to then discharge the stress from our system, because stress isn't just in our heads. And symptoms like you were describing, where you've got a short fuse, then that you can still think that it's in my head, but actually there are hormones and other chemicals in our body when we're stressed that have an effect on every single cell in our body. Every organ is impacted.
What other symptoms should we recognize?
I'd like to let you know that when you're stressed, you're in your sympathetic nervous system, and your sympathetic nervous system is great at handling the minutiae. It's great at putting the blinkers on and getting your head down. But it's not great at seeing the big picture. And it's not great at being particularly creative and thinking outside of the box and coming up with new solutions. So it obviously has its place. It has its place historically from saving us from saber-toothed tigers and whatever else we were having to run from. But it's not always the best mode to be in, to be really productive. And I think the hard thing for people who are early in their career is that to succeed, there may well be a high volume of work for them to get through. And the only way to get through high volume is a high number of hours for some. But I'd like everybody to be aware that if you step back, if you're able to get yourself into your parasympathetic nervous system through whether that be breath work, going for a walk at lunchtime, whatever it is that helps you relax, you're going to come back to work more able to go, you know what, that's all noise. This is what's really going to make the impact. I'm going to have a conversation with my boss about what are the things that most matter to him or her, and make sure that I'm aligning my priorities to their priorities, so that when I have a conversation in a month's time, I'm able to really demonstrate that I've made an impact on the thing that matters to them. And okay, it may mean that some of the other things that are more like noise are not always getting done, but at least I'm making sure that I'm prioritizing. And that ability to see the big picture and have those types of conversations are far better. You're in a far better position to be able to do that if you're in your parasympathetic nervous system.
How do you take that first step? It'd be far more effective to recognize what is happening, take the actions to change before something really does happen.
There are tricks that you can use, like hacks, because it is in the body. Stress, it's you create it from the mind, because you go to the worst case scenario. You think a negative thought like, oh, I've got so many emails in my inbox, and then that triggers the stress response and the tension comes in and so on. But it's immediately in your body, and you can use your body to reverse it, and you can't use your mind to reverse it. So sitting there telling yourself, I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm calm, it doesn't really work. I mean, it kind of does, because you can ask yourself questions like, am I safe? Yes. And that does work, because then you're kind of tapping into the subconscious mind by asking, your conscious mind is asking the question and your subconscious mind goes, okay, yeah, actually I am. And you can a little bit, but you can use like body hacks, which is things like tapping on your sternum or pressing into the sternum triggers the vagus nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system and instantly calms you down. So I'm pushing into you can just take your fist and push onto the sternum, and it will literally, in the instant, you can feel it soothing. And there are other hacks like that, really simple ones. And I could be doing that right now on screen, and I have done it many times on conference calls without people knowing that I'm using these kind of hacks. But those are that's very short term, and the meditation solution is very long term. But I think, like I said, your question had so many facets. It's also the how do you talk to people at work? I think it depends where you are on the scale. Like if you're on the brink of burnout, then it's going to be a conversation with your line manager or with HR, somebody that you feel comfortable with. That's where you're going to need to be going, because we're talking about quite far down the road. If we're talking far in advance of that, but you're noticing that you're needing to put in the extra hours, or you feel you need to put in the extra hours, then you don't need to go to your boss and say, I'm feeling stressed and I need to get things off of my plate. Instead, you want to be saying, this is where I am in my career. This is what I'm good at. This is how I want to grow and the kind of things that I want to learn. How can I make sure that I'm fully aligned to your priorities? What are your priorities? We've got all of these different things going on. How can I make sure I'm making the contribution where it really matters? And you can have that conversation without talking about the fact that you're stressed.
Life can look shiny at times. you can look alone at times. Trust me, you're not. Everybody at some stage goes through stress. Everybody at some stage feels vulnerable, lonely, and whatever else. I think, as you say, Hannah, the more we talk about it, the more open we are, the more, particularly at times like today, people will reach out to seek help or maybe avoid getting into stressful situations in the first bit. And if people want to find out a little bit more about the work that you do and maybe grab a resource to help them, what could they do?
Yes, so I've, like you mentioned earlier, we've got a list of symptoms, of stress symptoms, to help you spot them early. So can we share the link when we publish this? Yeah, great. Yes. So we'll do that. And I'm on LinkedIn. That's the easiest place to find me. My website is hannaholden.co.uk if you wanted to find me that way.